spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, we are in session on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And oh, what a session it is today, a very special one. Being raised in the Texas Panhandle, a question I get asked quite often is, how did you get into blues? Well, the first time I heard a recording by legendary blues man Jimmy Reed, I was hooked. And I guess I'm not the only one, because Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones, has an album coming out September the 3rd, a tribute to Jimmy Reed. Ronnie Wood's album is called Mr. Luck. A couple of tunes from the album have been released, and they're going to be featured today on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. You're also going to hear from Jimmy Reed himself. Also getting spins on segment one, Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. Albert King's going to be around, a blues buddy of mine, Anna Popovic gets a spin. And here's one for you, Buddy Guy teamed up with Kid Rock on a blues duo. But let's get things started. What a way to start a blues show. Two-time Grammy Award winner Bobby Rush. His song from his latest album, Rawr Than Raw, Hoochie Man.
Hey, baby, where you going with that short dress on you got? See, don't put that on, baby. You know that dress is much too short for you. You gonna put it on anyway? Well, when you put that on, baby, you look like a hoochie mama. You see, my friend B.B. King, Tyrone Davis, Bob Blue Bland, Lil Milton, Johnny Taylor, and old Buddy Guy be winking at you. If you won't put that on, baby, if you want to be a hoochie mama, then I can be a hoochie man. I got a girl I love so much, but I think she thinks I'm out of touch. Together for such a long time, I think she got a younger man on her mind. She's getting up in age, trying to be young, going out with the young crowd, having fun. Used to wear your dress down to your ankle, now you wear them so short.
Mama, I can be a hoochie man.
young girl like. Gonna dye my hair so the girls can't see my gray. I got some money in my pocket, and you know I'm willing to pay. Going to the jewelry store, buy me a diamond ring. And everybody will know that I'm the real Hoochie Mane. If you wanna be a hoochie mama, then I can be a hoochie man. I can be a hoochie man. I be a hoochie man. I said I can be a hoochie man. If you wanna be a hoochie mama, I tell y'all.
Ronnie Wood is our featured artist on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues this week. Ronnie Wood, born across the pond in Hillington, United Kingdom, was with a group called Faces from 69 to 1974, joined up with the Stones in 1975, been with them ever since. The thing that has me excited about Ronnie Wood these days, coming out September the 3rd, an 18-track album, a tribute to Jimmy Reed, former Stone Mick Taylor is on every cut on the album. There's also appearances by Bobby Womack, Mick Hucknall, who you might remember as the lead singer with Simply Red, and also Paul Weller is on several of the tracks. Artwork on the album, by the way, is by Ronnie Wood, also quite the artist. The album, Mr. Luck, was recorded live at the Royal Albert Hall as a tribute to Jimmy Reed. Ronnie Wood is quoted as saying, Jimmy Reed was one of the premier influences of the Rolling Stones and all the bands that love American blues from that era all the way to the present day. Ronnie goes on to say, it is my honor to celebrate his life and legacy. There's two tunes that have been released from the album that's coming out in September. First on our playlist is Baby What You Want Me to Do. Well, let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do a little something different. As soon as Ronnie Wood's version of Baby What You Want Me to Do is complete, without further ado, we're going to bring on Jimmy Reed himself doing that same song. So get ready. Ronnie Wood, a tribute to Jimmy Reed, followed by Jimmy Reed himself. Baby, what you want me to do?
Got me running, got me hiding, got me running. Going up, going down, going
And Jimmy Reed doing Baby What You Want Me to Do. That song has been covered by a who's who list of artists. I remember Elvis Presley doing it on a live TV show. I even got drugged to a Wayne Newton concert once upon a time in Florida, and Wayne Newton did it. Ronnie Wood and Jimmy Reed will be back in segment two, so stick around. With that said, I think it's about time to STFU and get into a double shot of the blues. How about this for a blues duo, Beth Hart and Jobo Joe Bonamassa, followed by Albert King, and his song is I Wanna Get Funky. But here's Beth Hart, Joe Bonamassa, and Seesaw.
Seesaw. This is Devlon Jones with Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, and you can listen to him on UncleBuck.com.
Go back to the year 1971 on our Then and Now feature. The then portion gonna be done by Little Johnny Taylor. Later on in segment two, we're gonna bring on a little bit more of a modern version of the same song by Taranzo Cannon. Think you're gonna like it too, but right now, from 1971, taking care of the then portion of Then and Now, Little Johnny Taylor. And everybody knows about my good thing.
Well, the postman, and he mentioned your name. It seems like everybody knows about my good thing. Call a plumber, darling. There must be something in my brain.
If you've just joined us for the first time on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, welcome aboard. The show airs Saturday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time and noon on Sunday. Wherever you might be, if those times aren't in your wheelhouse, you can always go to UncleBUC.com. We've done over 70 shows at this point, and all the shows are archived, not only by number, but by featured artist. Just go down to Archived Shows, click on the one you want, and there you have it. A little over an hour of great blues just for you. Let's go back to back and belly to belly with a couple of great blues songs. A blues buddy of mine, Anna Popovic, is going to kick it off. Had the privilege of hanging with Anna Popovic after her show at the Belle Isle restaurant up in Oklahoma City. Quite the guitar picker and singer from Serbia. She's going to be followed in this back-to-back spin with Buddy Guy, teamed up with Kid Rock. And you might guess the name of this song is Messing with the Kid. But here's Anna Popovic to kick it off. Her song is Unconditional.
Unconditional. What No questions were asked, no reason to doubt her, but an absolute truth. That's what it was all about. Back when love used to be unconditional.
Call it what you want, but I'll call it messy.
We're going to take a little pause for the cause, but coming up in segment two, more great blues I think you're going to like here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Our featured artist, Ronnie Wood's going to be back playing another one of the two pre-released songs from his new tribute to Jimmy Reed album called Mr. Luck. And just like we did up in segment one, we'll follow that with Jimmy Reed doing the same song, Good Lover. Keb Moe's going to be around in segment two along with Eric Clapton, Ruthie Foster, and King Solomon Hicks.
This is Rachel Field with Rick Field's Blues Therapy Group, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, yeah, on UncleBuck.com.
Welcome in to segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Great song there, Tutu Jones out of Dallas, Texas. Song was called After Midnight. I was chatting with Tutu Jones a few weeks back. Tutu said, Texas got some of the deepest musicians and artists you want to see. Texas has always been known for its deep, down, dirty blues. Tutu comes from a musical family. His father, Johnny B. Jones, played drums in rhythm guitar behind Texas blues legend Freddie King. Let's get back to our featured artist. And what a featured artist today, Ronnie Wood. Ronnie, of course, known as a member of the Rolling Stones, been with the Stones for over 40 years. Many have called Ronnie Wood one of the most foremost rock guitarists in the world. Been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. Once with a group known as the Faces, along with Rod Stewart and Kenny Jones in that group. And, of course, Ronnie was part of the Stones being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And what we're excited about, as we mentioned in segment one, Ronnie Wood's got a new album coming out September the 3rd. It's called Mr. Luck. And we've been able to get a hold of a couple of pre-release tunes off of that album, Mr. Luck, which is a tribute to the one and only Jimmy Reed. Jimmy was one of the first blues artists to track on Billboard's Rhythm and Blues chart and the Top 100 at the same time. And just like we did up in segment one, we're going to play a tune from Ronnie Wood's new album, Mr. Luck, and follow it up with the same song done by the master, Jimmy Reed, and the song, a Jimmy Reed classic, Good Lover.
Natural born lover. I'm a natural born lover.
And with that, I think I'm going to get my order in for a vinyl copy of Ronnie Wood's new album, The Tribute to Jimmy Reed, Mr. Luck. Let's get into a double dose of the blues here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Leading it off's going to be Keb Mo. Eric Clapton's going to follow the Kebster with a song called Someday After a While. Kicking off this double dose of the blues, Keb Mo, Come On In My Kitchen.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
Thank you. heart is heavy with aches and pain. I said, but someday, someday, baby, after a while, you will be sorry. Someday, baby, after a while, you will be sorry. Trouble, trouble, trouble on my mind. Trouble, trouble. So babe, don't you pity me.
Then and Now song is Everybody Knows About My Good Thing. Originally recorded by Little Johnny Taylor, covers of the song you might recognize. The Rolling Stones have done it. ZZ Hill has recorded it. But taking care of the now portion of Then and Now, a recent collaboration by Taranzo Cannon. Everybody Knows About My Good Thing.
We're going to take you down to the alley in Chicago about 10:35 on a Friday night. Yeah, the key of love, y'all. The key of E. about mine. Everybody know, Lord.
Yeah.
About my good thing.
I do like to hear from you on our Facebook and Instagram post. Your comments are always welcome. I want to give a shout-out. Sherry Jones checked in this week. Sherry just happens to be the assistant director to the John Lee Hooker Foundation. Good to hear from you, Sherry. Bob Britt gave us a follow. Lee Ocker checked in from the Dreams We Share label. Rock Bible, good to hear from you. Roberto Benton. Harp player and guitar pickers digging on the music. Junior Tutwiler, another guitar picker, checked in. Hey, Keith Hudson, good to hear from you. Well, it's about that time in the show where we proclaim we got time for two mo' before we go. Ruthie Foster's going to lead it off, followed up by King Solomon Hicks, that's been winning some awards here lately. His song is What the Devil Loves. But here's Ruthie Foster leading off our two-mo before we go. And I can relate to this title, Small Town Blues. Oh,
from the blues capital of Texas Panhandle. This is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
It's a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. That big old bucket of blues we brought with us is empty. Some people have said, how long is your show? Well, it's supposed to be about an hour. Nobody watches the clock on me too good, though. When that big old bucket of blues gets empty, we say something like, well, that puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, but we're going to be back next weekend. If you haven't given us a like and a follow on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on Facebook and Instagram, you'd put a big old smile on my face if you did. So until next week, Uncle Buck here, hoping all your blues will be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network. For Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.